episode 98, and we are now officially two shows away from the glorious 100 mark, and no one in this world thought we would get this far, but ladies and gentlemen, we have. And as always, I am joined by the glorious, the almighty Jose Pena.
What up, what up?
The superb, talented guru of gurus, Josh G.
Hello.
He hates Hello. Being called a guru.
Hi, Boo Boo Kitty.
He doesn't up? Want to be called a guru. But listen, sometimes you just spit such insightful words at us. And it, like, you know what's been getting me lately? Is you talking shit to me on Snapchat when you're at the gym.
I think it's hilarious.
It's awesome. You know, Lenny, you still sleeping? But anyways, listen, the gym's actually going to be part of this conversation because what we have set out to do time after time after time is to make sure the men that listen to our show can become the best men they could possibly be. So what we're talking about here in episode 98 are a few things that guys do that make them ugly. Now, listen, we're all beautiful in our own ways. We're all amazing. We're all talented. We all have gifts given to us from the universe. But these certain things that we do, hey, I'm guilty. You guys are guilty. Just make us ugly. And I don't want you to be ugly anymore. I don't want you to be a 4. I want you to be a 9 or a 10. So hopefully after we go over some of these items, you guys can take your game to the next level. And I know we have a lot of female listeners and ladies, if you're in relationships, so feel free to slip this episode to your men so they can realize what they're doing that makes them ugly. You guys ready?
Hell yeah.
I'm pumped. Number one. Well, you know, I don't have a particular order. So I don't want to say, oh, this is the most important one or this is the least important one. I'm just going to start spitting them off.
Just a list.
Just a list. Number one, and the ugly list is your ego. Gentlemen,
amen.
We need you to ditch your ego. And we've said it time and time again, and I'll continue to say it. There's a complete difference between confidence and ego. And Josh Gurney, I know you agree.
No doubt about it. Like the person who is self-centered, you know, there's one thing about being, you know, confidence looks attractive on most people. Self-confidence.
Everyone.
There's a lot of confusion, I think, with people that they think if self-confidence egotism, and it's not. I mean, an ego is just the part of your personality that thinks it's deserves more than other people, or that it's better than other people, or doesn't understand the meaning of life. Basically, the ego is just about itself and really its own survival. It's not worried about other people whatsoever. Ego is ugly.
It's like conceited versus confidence. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like there's a huge line between being confident in what you do and being good at what you do, and then being really cocky and conceited about it. Right. You know, you just have to read the room, and you know, it's one thing to know that you're good at something, but you don't always have to push it down someone's throat. You know what I mean? You don't always have to tell them, I'm the best at this, I'm the best at this, I'm the best at this. Right. Then people just they look at you conceited, and they lose respect at that point. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it's just that whole situation. Like, why would you want to do that in any situation you're in? Just keep forcing, like always telling somebody how good you are, how good looking you are. And it gets a little, you know what I mean? Like people just, they start to tune you out. And at that point, it's not helping anybody. It just makes you look ugly.
Don't you find that the people that really are the best at things, they don't really talk all that much about it, right?
Right.
Absolutely. I mean, unless you're like a fighter or something like that, that you're getting paid literally to kick ass and you have to sell your fight. But,
right.
You know, the toughest kids that you knew growing up, did they talk about, you know, that they could kick some ass?
Right, yeah. Nope.
They never did. They just, when it came time to stand up for one of their friends, they'd kick somebody's ass. That's that mm-hmm. simple. They didn't talk about it all the time or... You know, the best basketball players that you know, like they don't talk all that much shit. They just show up and they play on the court, you know, except for maybe like LeBron because he's a fucking joke. But
amen.
Anyway,
Thank you.
Okay, let's move on after that LeBron comment.
Garbage.
You're unbelievable. All right, so number two on my list of things that make men ugly is wearing the proper clothing for your age. I see it time and time and time again where guys in our age bracket are still shopping at American Eagle and Hollister and not wearing form-fitting clothes. They're wearing clothes that are way too tight for them or way too baggy for them, or wearing clothes that you'll see high school kids are wearing just so they can stay relevant and stay young. I'm telling you guys right now, listen, I can take credit for helping Josh take his style game to the next level. I'm telling you right now, you Jesus not being Christ. Able to dress yourself properly for your age group, keep that in mind, for your age group, is the furthest thing from attractive, and it's bringing your hotness down 6 or 7 levels.
So you think trying too hard is definitely more unattractive than not trying at all?
So
but that's the way
keeping our bodies healthy, I'll get into in a second, but you gotta
I'm talking listen, about clothing.
I know, I'm gonna get to it. You have to A, know your body type. B, know your age group, and C, stop trying to fit into what society or social media is calling trends at this point. Right? Wear clothing that makes you feel good about yourself. If you just think because your shirt says Supreme and you're 39 years old, that you're hip and cool and you're with the times, you are absolutely wrong. There's no girl on this planet that's going to flirt with you or, give you a single moment at the bar because your shirt said Supreme and you got gray hair and a gray beard. That over time, studies from the Top Shelf Institute of Dating has confirmed that shit doesn't work. So stop doing it. Go wear some J. Crew, Banana Republic. Go to Macy's. They have such a plethora of different companies out there that are perfect for guys in our age bracket. Now, if you're 17 years old, 18 years old, and metabolism still hasn't shut down on you, go to Hollister. Go to American Eagle. Go to Aeropostale. I don't care what you do. And you're still in high school, so you kind of still have that image you want to uphold a little bit. But guys our age, we need to start dressing like our age and not 20 years younger.
So, yeah, it makes sense, of course, but I have a question off that. So, Conor McGregor retired, so you are also retired from the hospitality game. That's why you both wear Reebok?
I wear Reebok because the affordability and the style and the comfort.
Okay, I was just curious. Thank you for clarifying.
I don't wear Nike because they're uncomfortable, they're not stylish, and they're overpriced.
Okay, just curious. Not knocking your hustle. Not knocking the hustle. I was just curious.
I know. So let me get into a comment I made earlier. We, something that you're doing in your daily life that is making you less attractive or real ugly is you're not taking care of yourself and your health. So whether Jose's doing Dry July or he did Dry July, I think you're still going for another week or so, right, Jose?
Next Saturday.
2 more weeks. Josh has been clean for pushing 3 years now. He also goes to the gym all the time. All 3 of us do intermittent fasting. I go to the gym as often as I can possibly do. So we continuously – listen, we're none of us are Greek god bodies, but we continue to work on ourselves. We continue to try to remain as healthy as possible. and that's attractive. Your wives like that. Jose, your wife loves that you probably lost 18 pounds because you haven't drank, right?
13.
Josh, Crystal's never been more attracted to you since you stopped drinking. You've been going to the gym every day.
Oh, I mean, it's
night and day. I've lost a substantial amount of weight, and my confidence level has gone through the roof because of it. Not that I was not confident before, but it's even better now. Guys, if you're not trying to take care of your body, and listen, you need help with intermittent fasting, just a little thing. Send one of us a direct message and we'll help you. You want a gym routine? Send Josh a message. He'll help you. Like, this is little things that you can do to help yourself feel better with your body. And trust me, and you both can confirm this, when your body feels better, your mind is in a different state. It's unbelievable how clear and how more focused you are with your mindset.
Yeah. And if you reach out to one of us, we're really not, we're not going to tell you anything. And I've said this a thousand times now. What's this, episode 97, 98?
98.
I mean, I think I say it in almost every self-development episode. You already know the answer. You know, I'm just gonna help you realize it. You know, if you hit me up about intermittent fasting or a gym routine, I'm not gonna teach you anything that you don't already absolutely know you need to do. You need to eat less and you need to work out more. You need to just get your shit together.
Just that's it. I mean, it takes you from a four to a right, nine a and a half overnight.
Absolutely
it's
a choice.
It's so incredible. It's so incredible how, because of what Josh did and how it took me to a different level because of it. It's unbelievable. Jose, anything you want to add to that?
No, I mean, listen, like Josh said, you just got to find your niche and stick to it. You know what I mean? Whatever makes you go and whatever makes you do what you need to do to feel good in your own skin, then you got to do it. You know what I mean? Like, I wasn't drinking a lot when I did Dry July. I just was like, let's try it. Fuck it. It's the summer. That's usually when I drink the most. And I just said, I'm going to do it. And I've been doing it. And it's actually, it doesn't even affect me. I mean, I feel like I was never not clear, but I feel like I'm a little more clearer. And I just, you know, I've been drinking all I've been doing is drinking water and eating a little bit healthier, not a lot healthier. I mean, I just had a frozen ice cream cone before we started this, but I've just been drinking water and like homemade iced tea and no sugar. And it's just, you know, the 13 pounds just literally have just come off. And I haven't really been out doing anything. Like if I'm home, we'll go for a walk, but like, that's it. It's not like I'm going running. It's not like I'm lifting weights. You know, I do push-ups in the morning and stuff like that, but you know, just between walking the miles and miles that we walk at work and drinking water instead of, you know, the soda and the coffees and all that other stuff, it just, you know, just smartening up. And like Josh said, you have the answers. You just have to use it and put it into play.
Jose, if theoretically speaking, you're not with your wife, right? You're on the dating scene.
Yeah.
And you're sitting across from a young lady and she has terrible table manners. What is the likelihood that you're going to hang out on, go on a second date with her?
Zero.
Josh?
Zero.
Josh? Zero. Zero. You heard him in the background. Zero.
He did. Zero.
Gentlemen, that works out for you. The Top Shelf Institute of Dating, our crack team of scientists have put together a formula that says that 86% of women will turn down a second date if a guy has bad table manners. And as Jose and Josh has both said, like, that works both ways. I know growing up, you know, I think it might be a lost art now, but growing up, if we had our elbows on the table, if we weren't holding our utensils right, if we chewed with our mouth open, we were in big trouble. So gentlemen, I implore you to get a little, you know, have some etiquette when you're at the table. Definitely chew your mouth closed, you just fucking slobs.
Yeah. Act like you've been there before.
Act like you've been there before.
Like, come on, like, learn how to hold a fork and a knife. Like, don't stab your stab your steak and like try to like cut its heart out. It's gross watching that. Like, I see that and I'm like, oh god, like, where were you raised? Like, I don't understand. With YouTube, you can literally fix anything now. Like, just YouTube it. Watch how people do it. It's so simple now.
Just watch TV. They do it on TV properly. Like, watch your favorite TV show. They sit down and have dinner. They're holding utensils right. They're not chewing with their mouth open. You know, they're standing up straight. The elbows are off the table. And sometimes elbows on a table are okay. Like, whatever. You know, that's not the end of the world to me. But there's certain things that you can do that make you look more, more profound when you're sitting at the dinner table, especially across from her sassiness herself. Just get your shit together. So I want to throw something else. The Top Shelf Institute of Dating has one more crazy statistic for you. The crack team of scientists at the Top Shelf Institute of Dating interviewed 5,000 people and 5,000 women, and all 5,000 women concluded that guys with bad grammar or talk in, I guess, slang is what the crack team of scientists decided to use for terminology, are considered uglier than guys who use proper grammar. Gentlemen? Are you guys mad that you're not part of the science team?
I am. I'm the whole fucking team. Statistical analysis says that you are correct. You know, bad grammar is unbecoming. Like, and it's not it's absolutely not cute to use like your slang or like whatever. Like, I don't know. It's not cute.
Just try your best. You don't have to be perfect. None of us are perfect. Just try your best.
Yeah. I think the term ugly that we're using is just ugly as a whole, not even just physically. We're just talking about...
No.
We're not talking about just physical beauty. We haven't
mentioned a single physical attribute.
Right.
You know, besides the gym, but that's just something for your mind and body and soul.
Right.
Right. But these are things that turn women off when you know, you're trying to court someone or you're going out. Like, these are little hidden nuggets to help you in your path of, you know, enlightenment when it comes to dating.
Ooh,
not being ugly.
I love enlightenment.
You do love enlightenment. I got two more guys and we'll move on. I know you guys have busy lives. One is dishonesty. Again, in 2006, the team of the crack team of the top shelf scientists decided that the number one thing that made men ugly in the eyes of the beholder, which typically is a woman or a man, doesn't make a difference, is being dishonest. Now, it obviously takes a little bit for them to get to know you to realize that you are being dishonest. But, you know, even if you start dating, you know, Senora Sassy, and, you know, you guys hit it off, you're going on a couple of dates, and now you just stop being a bullshit artist and you're lying all the time to her. You went from a 9 to a 2.1 literally in seconds. Guys, let's hit me up with some dishonesty, and then we'll move on to the last one.
Yeah, nobody wants to be lied to. I mean, in anything we do. So whether you're a girl or a woman or a man, and, you know, dating a woman or a man, like, just be upfront and honest. And again, like, people our age, like, they don't want the games and the bullshit. Like, just be honest. You don't want to be with them, don't be with them. Just keep it moving. You know what I mean? Like, communication is paramount in anything we do in our lives. So just try to work on your communication. And the more that you communicate, whether it's over communicating or not, just talk to the person you're with or the job that you are, and be upfront and honest about what's going on. And everything should work out for the best, and everyone, you'll be a better person, and you'll leave that relationship, or you'll be in that relationship at a better spot, regardless of what happens.
Josh G?
Fucking right. Like Jose said, Jose nailed that. You know, it takes courage to tell the truth sometimes. But it's so important, and it's so becoming to be able to have the courage is fucking attractive. Don't I mean, when somebody's courageous, isn't everybody attracted to a courageous person? Not somebody that is just callous, right, and dangerous. I'm saying courageous, like somebody that is has what it takes to do the things that they're uncomfortable with. That's courage, not dumb, stupid thing like running down the train tracks.
It takes courageous.
Is, I don't know anybody that's not attracted to courage.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes courage to tell the truth in a lot of instances where people lie because it's uncomfortable, and I don't want to be judged for what I'm about to say, and I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, and I don't want to get in trouble with the boss. Or courage is attractive as fuck.
And to round off our list, it's one that I don't think that any of us have a real problem with this. I know none of us have a problem with this, but gentlemen, there's a lot of you out there who refuse to get your shit together, and it's holding you back from being a 3 to being a 9, I mean, literally instantly. This next one instantly takes you to the next level. It's just having some goals or dreams or some aspirations or maybe even a little bit of work ethic. Get off your couch. Stop playing Call of Duty. Get out there and go to work. And when you're at work, I don't care if you're putting stickers on people at Walmart. If you're at Walmart putting stickers on people, be the best goddamn sticker person in Walmart, in the Walmart Corporation. Whatever you're doing, whatever your job is, scooping ice cream, scoop the best goddamn scoop of ice cream. It doesn't make a difference to me. But as long as you're doing something, just shut Call of Duty down and get out there and, you know, work your ass off.
That's unless you're part of like an E.
Like unless it's your career, then that's different because you're making more money than we all are.
Absolutely.
Is that like lazy? Like, don't be lazy?
Right. Laziness is ugly. So instead
have some dreams. Yeah. Have some dreams and goals and have some drive. Goals, like, for sure. Go do something. Right. No girl wants to be with a guy who's just spends his whole day smoking pot and playing Call of Duty literally all day long. Like, go do something.
Yeah, especially if you have no vision. Like, no vision, that really turns people off. Like, oh, what do you want to do, like, in 3 years? Like, where do you want to go? Oh, I never thought about that. Or what do you want to do in, like, 3 or 4 years? Like, no goals. Like, you don't want to have a girlfriend. You don't want to get married. You don't want to do this. You don't want to do that. Like, if you don't have anything, like, they're going to – later. Like, they have other shit to do. They have other people they can talk to. Why would they waste their time on someone that has no fucking vision or ambition to do anything? Just makes no sense.
And here's a tip. If you're lucky enough, if you're one of those guys and you're lucky enough to actually have a girl who falls for that and she decides to plan a vacation with you,
go.
You guys going away, don't bring your Xbox with you. Leave your Xbox at home. You'll survive for the week without your Xbox, I promise. Absolutely. Actually spend some time with her.
Mm-hmm. People actually bring their Xbox on vacation?
Oh, I got a couple stories, Joshua.
All
right, let's wrap this up, gentlemen. We are going to – so, quick programming note. We're taking the next 3 weeks off. We all have – that's not true. Josh and Jose have vacations coming up, and I just happen to be crashing Jose's vacation.
You're invited.
We'll be back in end of August. I don't have the exact date on me. End of August, early September for episode 99, and then the big 100, which will 100% be back in Newport, Rhode Island. 100. We got to finish off that bottle that we have stashed away at the Gas Lamp Grill.
Yes, sir.
Jigaman3131 on Instagram and Snappy. Josh G1226 on Instagram and Snappy. Shout out UConn. Definitely shout out Jay Wu.
Plenty.
Gentlemen, as always.
Are you serious right now?
What?
We're not going to close the episode by talking about the most important thing that will make you like super duper ugly.
Oh my God! What's up, Josh?
Reeboks.
It has to be number one. Yeah, I mean, I literally thought this whole episode was going to be based around this, and we're not going to talk about kindness.
Oh my goodness! Are you kidding me?
Like the most unattractive, ugliest thing you can be is unkind. Like just. I don't care what fucking how cut up you are and what you know Lamborghini you drive and how, like what career you have. If you are unkind, you are unattractive. Period. That's it. I can't believe we skipped that. That was really weird, man. I thought we were going for that the whole time.
Barney.
Anyway,
let us down.
I feel terrible.
Kindness is king, and you know Lenny. I know Lenny truly does believe that. I think he just, you know, he put this list together quickly. All the rest of this shit goes out the window. It doesn't matter if you know, talking about bringing your Xbox on vacation or going to the gym, intermittent fasting, and table manners, and all. It's all out the window. The minute you're unkind to another soul on this earth, and you don't understand, you just don't get it. Kindness is king. Kindness wins the game when it comes to attractive. 100% of the time, you know, this bad boy shit that chicks like when they're younger goes out the window real quick when we become adults. You know, kindness is king. I'll say it again. Kindness is king. Love you guys.
It's a wrap.
Love you too.
Peace.
Thank you for enjoying this episode of The Top Shelf. And as always, you can follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Our music was created by Slater. That's SLDR_music. And as always, have an amazing day.